Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy speculation and advice. Now, along with the guys from Fanball.com, here's the host for Fantasy Football Weekly, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly. I am Paul Charchian, as just mentioned. My co-host today is Scott Fish. Hello, Scott.
Hello, how's it going?
Great, thank you. It's kind of weird because we haven't really... This feels like the first real off-season show. Super Bowl's over. Yeah. You know, up to this point, we've really been doing just sort of shortened versions of the regular season show, breaking down all the playoff games.
Sure.
This Fantasy Football Weekly is truly in off-season mode. I asked Twitter... What should we talk about? And I got a lot of good feedback. A lot of people want to talk. A lot of people in dynasty leagues and empire leagues, and they are really interested in the off-season values of players that are moving around, and trying to find unearth some nuggets of players that will have better value next year that you can already identify this year. I want to start at the running back position for the purpose of this podcast.
Sounds good.
And. Let's begin by looking at players we think are going to potentially change scenery, either because they're free agents or because we think their team's just going to cut them.
Like David Johnson.
So let's, well, we can even start with David Johnson if you want to. David Johnson's got a $14 million contract, and he looked brutal last year.
Yeah.
Demoted most of the season at... really running back two level, sometimes running back three level. Mm-hmm. And Arizona's going to move on from him. Media reports say he'll be cut. I'm sure that's not true. There's no trading. You can't trade David Johnson.
You can't trade a running back right now.
This at a $15 million year contract, especially.
Unless you're Miami and you decide you just don't like Kenyon Drake in the middle of the season. You can trade him.
Well, yeah, that's another free agent, right? And he could be back in Miami. Right. Maybe they just get the pick. They can bring back Kenyon Drake and they got the pick for him, which would be brilliant. Let's talk about Arizona for just a little bit longer here for David Johnson. So we mentioned David Johnson. He's going to be gone. Kenyon Drake, free agent. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to re-sign Kenyon Drake.
Yep, me too. And as far as David Johnson, I threw a poll on Twitter. Do you think he finds a starting job or is he a third down back somewhere? Mm-hmm. 51% of the 1,200 votes say he will find a starting job, which shocked
I don't believe that that's true. He's going to have to go, and he might do it. He'll have to go through a major change in body shape.
Yeah.
I mean, he clearly let himself go.
Yeah, he's too big.
He's too big. That's not his playing weight.
What's his ideal spot for you? Is it Kansas City? They could use him? Is it back with Bruce Arians?
Well, it depends. You got to tell me which version of him I'm getting. If I am getting the lean, nimble version from his rookie year.
I don't think you're getting that early career David Johnson back. He's, and this is going to surprise people, he's 28 years old.
That's, what was his last good year was what?
2016? I think it's 2016.
That's going a long way back.
Yeah.
I do not believe that David Johnson, based on what we know right now, in February... I don't believe he's going to be a meaningful fantasy contributor on a regular basis ever again. He will find himself in a position this year where he's going to battle to be a third down pass catching style back. Mm-hmm. That might be it for him. Nobody's going to bring him in and give him the starting job.
No. You know what might be a weirdly good fit for him? With the loss of McKinnon and Breda?
Well, maybe San Francisco. Could be.
Big pass catching back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Then he would also the fantasy value would be super limited because they rotate their backs to such a great degree. You never know what you're going to get. I'm more interested in Kenyon Drake. Let's spend a minute on him.
I think he's staying.
If he stays in Arizona, where does Kenyon Drake, who finished, by the way, he finished as running back 15, despite playing a third of his season in Miami.
You want better than that?
Well, yes. Please give me better than
that. After he got there, from that point to the end of the season, RB... Four.
Holy cow. Running back four, Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
So let's just hypothesize Kenyon Drake stays in Arizona. Where do you believe you will have him ranked next year?
Probably top 12.
Top 12.
Yeah.
At roughly 12.
Yeah, probably at the back end of the top 12.
Yeah.
It's hard not to unless they bring in more help.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm struggling on the backup there. Chase Edmonds.
Chase Edmonds
is going to be back. He should be healthy.
He will be back. But Chase Edmonds, he had that one blow-up game with the three touchdowns.
Yeah.
But other than that, he was relegated to the bench all year, really.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a special player. I think you're about right. I think Kenyon Drake, to me, is going to be in that 12, 13, 14 range. I'm listening to that. Okay, let's move along to some other players. Derrick Henry, the most notable of the free agent running backs.
Yeah.
Pure free agent. Could go anywhere.
Yep.
By the way, finished as running back 3. In PPR, running back 3.
Mm-hmm.
Non-PPR, running back 1, I assume. Talk to me about where Derrick Henry, how you feel about Derrick Henry. With Tennessee, we think we know what we can get. But more specifically, if he goes somewhere else.
Yeah, if he goes somewhere else, you got two things working. A, are they going to put the entire offense around him like Tennessee did?
Mm-hmm.
B, and you would think maybe they would, kind of like Le'Veon Bell from last year. If you pay someone that much money, you think you're going to get a ton of touches. But also, he had over 400 total touches counting the playoffs.
That's a lot.
Over 370 is that we've known in fantasy forever. That's the magic number.
Yeah.
You go over 370 in a season,
and
your next season is
in peril.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either injury or bad. So I think Derrick Henry, if he stays in Tennessee, I like him better than going somewhere else. Cause I think they'll continue to keep everything running through him. I don't think he has any competition there, and that offensive line is pretty dang good.
It is very good. I agree that the best scenario for Derrick Henry owners is for him to stay in Tennessee. Let me throw this name. And there are a bunch of teams that have running back need. I've identified 10 teams that I think are buyers out of running backs. 10.
I put 11.
Okay. So all right. We're in the same ballpark.
I bet they're the same 10.
Here's an interesting one for you. Pittsburgh Steelers.
See, that's the one I didn't have. So
there you go. All right, there you go.
Yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers as a potential landing spot for Derrick Henry gets pretty interesting to me.
Yes.
That's a team that traditionally likes to have a workhorse back.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger comes back, takes tons of heat off that pass, off the rushing game, and it's still a good offensive line.
Yep.
You know, when James Conner, in those brief moments of health, James Conner was an effective back.
Hell, Benny Snell had a 100-yard game.
Yeah. So that's the spot where...
That's a good spot.
And you know what? Running backs are going to be cheap. It's going to be a buyer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that could come through. Other landing spots for Derrick Henry I'm a lot less interested in. If he goes to Miami, the Jets, or the Bears, or the Bucks, or the Redskins... I just don't know if those teams can block for him.
I had most of those on my list as well, and I agree with you. The Steelers are the Steelers and Bucks are really the prime landing spots for any running back.
Mm-hmm.
But Derrick Henry, he's in the pass catcher that they love all their running backs, though. Do you think they mold their offense towards a two running back system then if Henry's there? Or that's tough.
Henry's just not that guy.
I know he's not.
I mean, what we all know is, you know, where Henry is devastating is in his 27th carry of the game.
I will say the amount of screens he's taken to the house late in games, they should
counts.
Think about
it
throwing
more.
A few.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move on. Melvin Gordon is going to be a free agent. We knew this was coming for months and months. I don't believe he will be back with the Chargers.
No.
Austin Eckler will get a bunch of work.
Yep.
And Justin Jackson.
Yep.
That's the sneaky angle for Dynasty and Empire players. On my mind, I don't believe Eckler or they want. I don't think they want Eckler to be a workhorse back.
20-plus touch a guy.
No, I think that won't be exactly what he has been. And Jackson's going to get the rest.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good back.
And he's been good in his limited times. And and weirdly, with both of them out, I believe Justin Jackson didn't really do much. So it feels like that. They feel like he's not a workhorse as well. So I don't think he has a threat to overtake Eckler either.
Fresh legs.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jackson.
Yeah.
I think that's a fascinating angle. Where do you think Melvin Gordon going to any of these other kinds of teams interest you much? The Miamis or Jets or the Redskins?
He interests me in the amount
Detroit.
That he's going to get starter money from a place, which makes him a starter for one of the 10 to 11, apparently, teams that need a running back. The draft class is really good, too. I don't think
it is.
I don't think
that hurts.
He's not going to get the money he wants, but he's going to get he's going to be a top whatever depth chart he goes to. I think he ended the season RB15 or so from the time he played, you know, because he missed the first 4 weeks.
Right.
With the time he played on, I believe he was RB15. That's probably where he's going to be next year, wherever he lands. I'm going to have him outside my top 12.
All right. That sounds about right. Let's talk about Le'Veon Bell.
Ugh.
As somebody that, by the way, you know, a disappointing season for sure. Somebody that went in the end of the first round in many drafts. At the end of last season, right after week 17, Jets general manager Joe Douglas said that the team would listen to offers for Bell.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be any offers for Bell because he's making $15 million a year.
Back,
You know, he'd had the holdout and he found one team dumb enough to give him the big contract. And that was the Jets. They end up firing their general manager. Adam Gase takes control for a while. Now they got Joe Douglas. I don't think there's gonna be any offers for Bell. The question is, are they going to cut him outright?
By the way, this fits in right with what Adam Gase said. What was it, yesterday or the day before? Within the last week, anyway, maybe 3-4 days ago, that they asked about Le'Veon Bell and he's like, I don't know. He's under contract for 3 more years. Ask Joe about it.
Wow. wiping his hands of that whole situation.
Yeah.
Gase. They have nobody else on. They have nobody else there.
Yeah,
they have Ty Montgomery and Bilal Powell. Those guys don't count. So, you know, I think the Jets are a huge candidate. I don't think they go free agency on running back again. They just got bid on that. That team's going to go running back in the first 2 rounds. The Jets will, I believe. Maybe top 3 rounds and try to get help in the draft at the running back position. And Le'Veon Bell's, I think they're going to cut him. They'll be someplace else. I don't know that it'll be effective someplace else.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have much faith in Le'Veon Bell at this point. He doesn't look as good as he used to be. I think he needed that Pittsburgh offense and that line.
Mm-hmm. And clearly the Jets couldn't get anything going with him. All right, let's go to Todd Gurley. $17 million he'll cost the Rams this year. They're not paying that. And they're completely cash strapped because of what they give their quarterback.
Isn't the cap hit on him like $22 million or something?
$25.5 million of dead money if they cut him. So they can't cut him.
Right.
So he's actually got some leverage here. A trade would be all but impossible because nobody wants to pick up that salary. And by the way, he's due a $7.5 million roster bonus in March. Most teams wouldn't pay him $7.5 million for the year for Todd Gurley. One way or another, you get the feeling something's got to change with Todd Gurley. Restructuring, something.
Yeah. I can also see them just going with it for 1 year. Like, I don't know that they'd want... I don't think they'd want to restructure with him. Like, do you think he'd want to restructure? Because
if he restructures,
he'll be cut the next year if he restructures.
Maybe. Yeah. Right now it's, I
feel like they're stuck for a year is the way I feel. And I think they want to trade him, but they won't be able to.
Could be. When we come back, I want to talk about Daryl Henderson, Malcolm Brown. Are those potential guys for a bigger season if Todd Gurley isn't a Ram, or perhaps there's a change of some kind? We'll talk about that in a moment. Welcome back, Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Scott Fish with you. We were just talking about Todd Gurley and the prospects of him potentially leaving the Rams, although tough to trade and tough to cut, so maybe not. They might just have to live with the crappy deal they gave him. And if for some reason he's gone, one way or another, what do you think about Daryl Henderson? What do you think about Malcolm Brown?
I think if that's the duo, I think that Malcolm Brown is the beat between the 20s guy and the goal line guy, and Daryl Henderson is the pass catching Kamara to Ingram, the like first season Kamara to Ingram.
Yeah.
Daryl Henderson's been explosive at times, but he's also seemed like he can't, you know,
be a
carry a load.
Yeah.
So,
or did they just not ask him to because they had so many options and they wanted to keep the young kid fresh?
That's very possible
as
well.
Not put miles on.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a Todd Gurley and a Daryl Henderson and a Malcolm Brown who can pound at the goal line.
Right. And so, yeah, I want, we've seen
both of them need Gurley to be gone.
They do. They both need Gurley to be gone.
If they're going
to
be something.
If you're a Dynasty or Empire League owner right now, are you trading for Daryl Henderson, banking on this being the low moment, the nadir of his career right now? Henderson was a second round draft pick last year. Is this the low point? Is this your buy low moment right
it's
now?
It's got to be. It's got to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's going to be better in his next year. He's going to flash more. And if he doesn't, it's probably never going to happen for Daryl Henderson.
Yeah. Second year, we see it. There are a lot of cases. We talk about this from time to time on our the show. With running back, Scott, it's a 2-year window. Mm-hmm. If you don't show it within 2 years, you almost always, not every time, but almost always, you ain't got it. It usually shows up in year one or year two for running backs. And sometimes even guys who look dreadful in year one will come back in year two and look like a different guy. Devonta Freeman is an example of that, who was just brutal his first year. And then in year two, looked great. Ended up powering fantasy championships. And so it's a 2-year window. You don't have to risk a lot for Daryl Henderson. There's something here.
Yeah.
And Todd Gurley might not be good anymore.
This is really a guy that was like top 10 round pick with all the hype last year and all the Todd Gurley news. And yeah, this is your low point.
I think this is the time to buy Daryl Henderson. I think that even if Gurley's there, even if Brown is there, second year Daryl Henderson might just be the most talented back they have. Everybody just assumes because Todd Gurley's there, he's automatically the most talented back. Mm-hmm. But what if Todd Gurley, at the age and the wear that he's at now, just isn't as good as Daryl Henderson?
It's possible. It feels like at the end of the season, though, Todd Gurley did look a little bit more like his old self, maybe just because load management. Mm-hmm.
Very possible. All right, let's touch on a couple more unrestricted free agents or guys we think that we're going to move at the running back position specifically, and we'll break down other positions in future shows as well. I mentioned Devonta Freeman. He's got a $9.5 million salary this year, and there's no chance Falcons are paying that based on the production he gave them last year at 3.6 yards per carry and just the two rushing touchdowns, often dinged up. They don't have a lot of good answers on roster. Brian Hill's no good. Ito Smith's a one-trick pony. Kadri Allison, that's a team that need help at running back, and I don't think Devonta Freeman's the answer, and I think he's going to get cut.
Yep. What's the dead? Do you know the Ted cap money on him?
Don't know the dead cap in front of me.
I think you put this out that we were going to talk about this, and it was just like gross. I don't even want to talk about Devonta Freeman, but he is going to leave a giant gap that becomes a landing spot for one of those other running backs. I don't think there's another team that would want him as much as the Falcons. Like, and I don't think the Falcons even want him.
No.
Like, I think we're nearing the end.
The best case scenario for Devonta Freeman is a Carlos Hyde type situation where a starting running back goes down shortly before the start of the season, like Lamar Miller did, and he can just go walk over to some other team, be a veteran guy who won't screw everything up. And I think that's your best case scenario for Devonta Freeman in 2020 is something like that. And that's not probable.
He's signed through 2023 too. That's just a bad
contract, man. It's sad for running backs in as much as they're multimillionaires, many of them who are starters. Mm-hmm. But this is the reality of the position you've got no leverage. Your position wears down quickly. Teams move on. You don't get paid as much. It's just the reality of it.
Dead money, $6 million if they cut him.
I think they're going to cut.
It's a lot, but it's
less than the 9.5. They're going to pay him in salary.
And also the salary cap goes up every year. That's kind of absorbed into that if they do.
Do you think Leonard Fournette has any chance of moving? He's got almost $9 million salary.
No, I actually think they really like him there.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they want to get him involved in everything there. And once it didn't really turn into wins for that team though.
No, it didn't. And they used him copiously.
Yeah.
You know how many targets he had? 100.
I know that he was the leading target getter for them, but 100
targets. That's crazy. And he never got hurt. You know, remember at this time last year, the whole narrative on Leonard Fournette was, you can never trust him.
How many games is he going to miss?
How many plays is he going to make it through?
Yep.
He ended up being just fine.
But it turned into nothing.
Turned into nothing. I've got one more team I want to shoot at you. Houston Texans. So Lamar Miller is an unrestricted free agent. He's dead.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde's an unrestricted free agent. Duke Johnson, still under contract for a couple more years, and he's right now your only meaningful returning veteran to a good offense. What do you think about Duke Johnson? Is it an automatic that they're going to bring somebody in to supplant him, just like they did with Carlos Hyde?
They traded a third-round pick for him, and they barely used him all year, even when they were down to Carlos Hyde.
Yeah,
I think running back one for the Houston Texans next year is TBD, and running back two is TBD, and Duke Johnson gets 10 snaps.
No, he's running. You don't think he's running back two? Duke Johnson's running back two in Houston.
They did pay a third-rounder for him, but they didn't use him, so I was like...
Well, it's not like they didn't use him at all. They just didn't use him as much as we would have used him.
I don't think he's going to be fantasy relevant enough for us. I would rank him best case scenario in the 40s probably right now.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Yeah. Even though they don't have anybody else right now.
Right.
You know, they'll drum somebody up one way or another.
Yeah. I would sell Duke Johnson in your dynasty league right now on the premise that Carlos Hyde and Lamar Miller are gone.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Jordan Howard's leaving. I forgot about this one. Jordan Howard's leaving. Miles Sanders is looking like he's going to, you watch, Miles Sanders is going to be ranked, because I don't think they're going to bring back Jordan Howard.
Nope.
Miles Sanders is going to be ranked top six next year.
It's ironic you said six, because from week eight on, he was RB6.
How about that? Yep.
Mainly due to a ton of receiving ability.
But he's got it.
And that's a big deal in fantasy football.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, even when Boston Scott at the end of the year was stealing all those receptions, Miles Sanders was still good.
And at Radio Row, Miles Sanders is talking about how you should draft him in fantasy because he's going to get the ball a ton next year. He's going to be that workhorse and he can catch the ball. Talked about that stuff. I'm buying it on him.
I am too.
It's Miles Sanders season.
I think it is a Miles Sanders kind of season. This has been a lot of fun. Scott, nice job breaking down unrestricted free agents and speculation on where they might go and value. And I wanted to really walk out of here with like, man, we're going to unearth all these guys. There are going to be tons of value for Dynasty and Empire and best ball players who make moves now. Darrell Henderson might be it.
Justin Jackson.
Justin Jackson. That is the guy. Way off people's radar right now. But that's guy's going to be very, very interesting next year. All right. Thanks, Scott. Great job. For listeners, appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back next week. I don't know for sure next week if we're going to just break down another position like this or if we're going to do different stuff throughout the offseason. We're still learning as we go here.
We're going to talk about how Hunter Henry is definitely going to the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's already set in stone, right?
It's a done deal. And Tom Brady's going to go to the Chargers, and maybe it'll be like that. I don't know. But we'll talk to you in a week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.